Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the importance of becoming a regular systematic reader of the New Testament. By regular reading, I mean reading every day, or as close to every day as possible. Set aside what's reasonable for you, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 15 minutes, if it's 20 minutes, if it's a half hour. Set aside a set time every day. Systematic means reading each book from start to finish without jumping around. You read as much as you can today in Matthew. Start at the beginning. Read as much as you can in 15 minutes or whatever time you set aside. Leave a marker where you stop reading and pick up there tomorrow. And tomorrow, do the same thing. Start where you left off, read as far as you can get, and leave a marker. Don't take time to look up words. Don't worry about what you don't understand. Just keep reading. Understanding comes with familiarity. Now, in addition to explaining to you how to read, I'm trying to give you reasons that will motivate you to read. And what we're working on this week is the fact that regular reading will help you deal with the times in which we live. Jesus is coming soon, and according to the Bible, things are going to get more and more chaotic and more difficult in this life. In Matthew 24 and Luke 21, Jesus answered some questions his disciples asked him about what signs will indicate his return is near. He said all kinds of stuff, but notice one point. We referred to it yesterday. Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 9, that his people were not to be terrified by what they see. And then in verse 26, he said that there will be people who are so afraid based on what they see that their hearts will fail them. And then in verse 28, he told his people, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Look up, stand up, or lift yourself up means stand up straight. And look up comes from a word that means to be elated in joyous expectation. Jesus told his own people, stand up straight and be excited. We'll both see the same thing. Everybody will see the same thing, but some will be terrified by what they see, and some will be elated in joyous expectation. It's not what you see, it's how you see what you see. God's word helps us know how to look at what's going on and helps us look past what we see to what's really going on. The end of the age is coming. Jesus' return is near. Jesus concludes his statement. Let me read it. And when this is verse 28, Luke 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. See, there it is right there. There's a lot in that phrase, your redemption draws nigh. But Jesus was basically telling them, be excited, be elated in joyous expectation, because you know the plan of redemption is about to be completed. Now, we left off yesterday, we were talking about, before we move on, why the chaos in these final years leading up to Jesus' return. We could do whole lessons on it, but basically, there's a counterfeit kingdom in place. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, he turned his God-given authority over to the devil, and the devil became the god of this world, small g. And he has opposed the coming kingdom of God ever since that time. God promised right there in the garden, I'm going to send a redeemer who will undo the damage done by man's sin, and the devil has been opposing the coming of the kingdom of God to this earth. We could do whole lessons on it. But just before the Lord returns, he's going to offer the world a counterfeit of Jesus. This anti or in place of Christ will preside over a world wide government, economy, and religion. And through this man and this system, Satan is going to attempt to stop the rightful king, the Lord Jesus Christ, from returning to earth. And a lot of the chaos is coming, because it's already begun, it's coming from two worldviews that are clashing. Not just here in America, but all around the world. Globalization versus national sovereignty. There is a move toward globalization or doing away with borders and national sovereignty. I mean, having all these individual countries, many believe, is the cause of war. And if we get rid of it and we all become global citizens of the world, we'll finally have peace. And if we can find a leader who can bring us to that point, all our troubles will go. And then on the other side, you've got those who say, no, we must retain our national sovereignty. The U.S. needs to stay the U.S. Canada needs to stay Canada. China needs to stay Canada. These two views are clashing. And whatever your opinion is, sincere people, there are sincere people on both sides, but the devil's an opportunist. This move toward globalization fits right into his plan. The Bible describes what he's going to do, and that is offer a false Christ who presides over a world government, religion, and economy. The move toward globalization works in favor of that, and he's an opportunist who's taking advantage of it. Now, let me add to that, for many of us, our picture of what the end times looks like comes from zombie apocalypse type movies, but it won't be freaky. It's going to be the natural result of the progression of society. In fact, it looks like what's playing out on the nightly news. In Matthew 24's account of Jesus, the signs Jesus gave that will indicate his return is near, he said one of the characteristics will be kingdom rising against kingdom. Well, kingdom there is not, it doesn't mean France fighting Germany. The word is actually ethnos, and it means ethnic group fighting ethnic group. Now, in our country, ethnic strife is primarily white versus black. We see racial strife as an expression of ethnic warfare, if I can say it that way. Other countries around the world have this issue, too. It may look a little different. It's different ethnic groups, different racial groups, but it's around the world. Jesus also said that there would be great religious deception. We discussed that some last week. It's already in place as people are being primed to receive this final world ruler. And there would be a great increase in lawlessness. Lawlessness is lack of respect for established authority. That's where it begins. And lawlessness abounds in our culture. Now, I do believe Christians will be removed from the earth before all hell breaks loose, but I'm not really sure how bad it's going to get before we leave. As the world moves toward a global government, economy, and religion, those who oppose it will be increasingly marginalized. We've already got these words infused into the culture. He's a hater. He's a judger. If you disagree with certain philosophies and points of view, you are labeled a hater. Well, we as Christians say there's only one way to God. It's Jesus. That makes us intolerant of people who say many paths lead to God. As the world moves toward globalization, global government and religion, those who oppose it will be increasingly marginalized. And as deception increases, people will be unable to discern good from bad and truth from error, and those people will become predominant. And they will increasingly become haters of those who are good. That's what the Bible says. One of the characteristics of men at the end is they're haters of those who are good. Well, there's none good but God. And we have God dwelling in us through the new birth. You know, when we leave this earth through the rapture of the church, the world's going to be glad we're gone. They're going to celebrate. They'll be glad we're gone. Sometimes we get this idea in our mind that when the rapture takes place, everybody left behind is going to fall on their knees and repent. Now, hopefully, your relative that you've been preaching to for years, when you finally do disappear, they'll realize what you were saying was true, and they will fall on their knees and repent. But there are a whole lot of other people that are going to be glad we're gone. Now, the Apostle Paul echoed everything that Jesus said about these times. Let me read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. It says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear." Now that's the Holy Spirit inspiring Paul, saying perilous times are coming, hard to bear, hard to deal with. But if we keep reading, this is 2 Timothy chapter 3, we find one of the most famous passages about the scripture. I'm going to start in verse 3. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." That's at the end. Evil men and seducers are going to get worse, deceiving and being deceived. "But here, Timothy, you continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast received them." He tells Timothy, in light of what's coming on the earth, you continue in what you've learned, let me keep reading, "and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus." Paul admonishes his son in the faith, Timothy, in the face, these guys didn't know Jesus would be gone for 2,000 years. They expected him to come back. And Paul knew he was going to die. He wrote this letter to Timothy saying, "I'm about to be executed," and to remind his son in the faith of certain things. Paul knew he wasn't going to see it, but he thought his son in the faith would. And he said, "When you see all this distressing stuff, you continue in the Bible because it's able to make you wise unto salvation." Now, both the Hebrew and the Greek word for salvation have the idea of rescue, deliverance, help, healing, safety, preservation, and so on and so forth. The Bible has numerous examples of people who experienced salvation, not just from their sins and eternal life for the life to come, but salvation in this life. They're a foretaste of the ultimate deliverance when there's no more need for deliverance from hurt and harm because the root problem has been removed from this world. But salvation is about more than not going to get to hell. It's about more than getting help to make it through this life. It's about the transformation of man and the earth by God's power to restore his original plan. A plan is unfolding, and if you don't learn to look at life from that perspective and know there's more to life than just this life, you won't walk in peace and joy in the face of what's going on around us. More tomorrow.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.